No, can I, if I'm the bankruptcy lawyer, can I now go to my client as well as the PI lawyer and say, look, we're in bankruptcy now, things are changed, I need to strike through this paragraph and I need you guys to initial it?
Oh, yeah, I think you can do that, as long as they're consenting to do it. I thought you meant, could you change it without maybe everybody's consent?
No, we're going to get there. We're going to get there.
Okay. At first, I thought you meant, can you as the judge do it?
Well, no, we're going to get there. We're going to do that. So I don't have to have a new contract if there's an offensive provision in the agreement, and assuming everybody's willing to initial it, I can just strike through it, have everybody put their initials out to the side, and that'll work.
I think that works. I haven't really thought about it heavily, but yes.
Okay.
Does it cause either of you two a problem? Shelley, are you okay with that?
I'm fine with that, as long as you guys are okay.
The reason I wanted to talk about it was some of the arguments that I've heard is that it's really difficult to go back and get a new contract signed, and the personal injury lawyers don't understand it, and that's, yeah, every other court takes the agreement. And it just always seemed to me, trying to be efficient about it, it just seemed to me it'd be really simple, because I think we're all relatively consistent on the provisions that really bother us, is just go strike through it, have everybody initial it, and then file it. Anybody else want to weigh in on that?
Is there a cap far as contingency fee percentage? Have you seen something that's overly exorbitant where you're not going to approve it? And you tell the personal injury attorney that let's say that it was a 50% contingency fee agreement. Is that something normal? Is that something you would approve? Or I'm not sure if the standard is still a 33 and a third pre-litigation and 40% if suit is filed.
Right. I was going to ask you, when does the 50% take effect? Because there are certain circumstances where 50% doesn't bother me.
Okay.
I don't have a bright line there. I will tell you that where I have a bigger problem in terms, essentially, I think that the economic agreement, if it is unchallenged, the court can approve. And so I'm not that sensitive to it, because the debtor is coming in, they filed an application, they say, I want to pay 50%. The lawyer wants to charge 50% and no one objects, then I think it is presumptively market rate. Where I've got a bigger problem is if the debtor is also going to be paying $2,500 a month in expenses on top of that. It's not even that I have a problem with the client paying the $2,500, it's the client doesn't have the $2,500. And so I have a feasibility problem signing something that obliges the debtor to make some expense payments, or, you know, because a lot of times this is for deposition expenses, things of that nature, where the client just doesn't have the money, the debtor can't do it. And then I have a hearing to say, how are we going to do this? I mean, it's not an economic problem thinking that it is out of kilter with what's fair. It's, I'm not going to approve something that will immediately put the debtor in default.
So let me ask you one other issue before we move on. So I've got my fee contract. I've taken out the settlement issues that I know bother you. My percentage is 40%. And then in keeping with what I'm going to call the state law practice, there is the assignment of an undivided 40% interest to secure payment of my attorney's fees. It cause you an issue under 327E? Does it cause you an issue at all? How do you feel about that?
I shudder every time I approve it, but I'm relying on state court appellate decisions that hold that under Texas law, that actually only serves as a lien.
Right.
And so I interpret that as saying the lawyer retains a lien against the recovery, not literally an equity interest in the recovery. Mm-hmm. That's the way state law is applied. And rather than making people spend thousands of dollars to go back on something like that, I do approve them. I do always feel uncomfortable with it, but I rely on that state law. Let me tell you what it makes me nervous, is whether me signing it takes it away from state law and now makes it actually an equitable assignment in it,
right,
or an equity assignment in it. And I've never been willing to cross that bridge.
So it's interesting. I'd love to hear.
I don't know what other people think, but that's where.
No, I'd love to hear what other people say. You and I have talked about this many times before. We have the same concern, but we deal with it differently. I will simply say I approve the contingency fee percentages, but not the assignment of the interest. And I'll just strike that from the contract. And I got it. Maybe I don't have the ability to do that. I think I do. Because I think I can define the terms of the employment on any basis that complies with the law. Other judges want to weigh in on that?
So let me just say, and because I know I was making fun of you on this before. Yeah. I think you can absolutely say, I'm only going to approve it if these are the terms.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't think you can then force the lawyer to comply with the terms that you've said because it has to be voluntary.
No, I knew you were being funny, but I want to make clear for everybody else. Yes, Judge. No.
Oh, they're turning it off.
There we go.
Oh, maybe a little closer.
Turn it off again, please.
I think I come closer to Marvin's way of thinking on it, but the way I get there is just a little bit different, which is at the end of the day, I have the approval. I always have the ability to approve the settlement. And at that juncture, you know, I can determine how parties are going to act thereafter. You know, so essentially I've got that settlement to approve, you know, I've got the right to approve how much the attorney's getting out of it. And so I don't feel as uncomfortable about, you know, the lien provision in that agreement.
So you just think that if you're comfortable with the lien provision, you don't think it crosses the 327E threshold?